I've got one question. What is cleanliness in terms of Islam and what are its standards? Is it true that only wealthy people can keep themselves neat and clean?
Cleanliness, meaning purity, exquisiteness. It is not necessary that the wealthy possess cleanliness. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was the most pure and clean, the most, the finest. His nature and everything, his blessed hair, his blessed clothing, all perfect, the most clean and pure. All of us should stay neat and clean. As cleanliness is also sunnah, purity, staying neat and clean. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Translation of Quran, Kanzul Irfan. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent sincerely and those who are exceedingly pure. Sayyiduna Abu Malik Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, purity is half iman, i.e. faith. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed, Islam is a clean religion. So you too attain cleanliness, because only the one who stays neat and clean will enter paradise. In another narration, it has been stated that whatever is available to you, attain purity from it. Allah Almighty has kept the base of Islam upon purity, and only those who remain neat and clean will enter paradise. Sayyiduna Sahal bin Hanzala radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the clothes that you wear, keep them neat and clean, and look after your rides and your apparent state, like the apparent appearance, etc. Right? So the apparent appearance should be so neat and clean that when you go in the people, then they respect you. Sayyiduna Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi Rahmatullah Alayh states that there's an indication in this hadith that every such thing towards which a person feels hatred and despise, one should avoid it. Especially dignitaries and scholars should avoid such things. Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu anhu states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam blessed us with his noble presence. He saw a person with disheveled hair. His hair were scattered. He said that does he not find any such thing with which he can gather his hair? And he saw another person wearing dirty clothes. So he said, does he not find any such thing with which he can wash his clothes? So from this, we come to know the importance of cleanliness. That how much importance there is for cleanliness. As in having disheveled hair or dirty clothes. Some people might consider this to be a sign of nobility, saying that how simple he is. He is engrossed in Allah's worship, he doesn't know anything of this world, as in he doesn't know how to carry himself in this world. He has disheveled hair and doesn't care about his clothes either. No, it's not true. As long as one has senses, his clothing and his hair should be in a nice, presentable manner, staying in the bounds of Sharia, so that people don't get despised. Now, if you are wearing dirty worn-out clothes and you enter a masjid, then the one standing next to you, will he acknowledge your nobility and piety, or will he acknowledge your uncleanliness? He'll be like, my clothes also became dirty and I couldn't offer salah because of the foul smell. So nonetheless, cleanliness must certainly be observed. In addition to clothing, our surroundings and our homes also should be clean. So all the things in our use, we should make sure that they are neat and clean. Scattering things all over the place without having any regard for them, or having disheveled hair without any care and being in an unclean state, is not nobility or piety at all. It is laziness, to say the least, not nobility. Put oil in your hair and also comb your hair. As one hadith states that the one who has hair should honor them. Beard or hair on the head. How would hair be honored is by oiling them, combing them, But due to the fashion now, people don't oil their hair. Then they complain that their hair are falling off. What else do you think will happen? Of course the hair will fall off. People apply very less hair nowadays, or even if someone goes through the trouble of putting oil on his hair, he'll have a shower straight away. In this case, all the effect of the oil, in fact the oil itself, will get washed away. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would put oil in his hair in abundance. And he would also tie a piece of cloth on his blessed head, which we refer to as sarband. And this very blessed piece of cloth would be fully drenched in oil. And his blessed hair would also be drenched in oil. He would put so much oil on. The Imam of Ahlu Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, depicts the blessed hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in his masterpiece work of poetry, where he says, the oil drops falling from his blessed hair are not drops of oil. The Imam of Ahlu Sunnah resembles it to the stars, and he resembles the blessed locks of the blessed black hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with night, and resembles the blessed face with morning, the beautiful, enlightened face. So the blessed face has been referred to as the beauty of the day. So when he's depicting this entire scene, he says that the oil drops that are falling down from the blessed hair, that is not oil, but stars. It is as if the night is now departing, and the time when even stars start to hide. So the oil drops are stars, and the morning has appeared. The blessed face has blossomed, which was the case at all times. So the oil drops, meaning stars, were sacrificing themselves upon the break of the morning, meaning the blessed face. Subhanallah, the poetry of Ala Hazrat was matchless. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد